I want to pull this real quick. So PETA claimed that a teen, as part of a group of peaceful demonstrators, was arrested by the police, and they're protesting about a vegan upcharge or something on milk.
And the vegan upcharge now!
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Don't touch my child!
These people are insufferable.
Stop touching my child! You cannot! Don't touch my child! Don't touch my child! Oh my god! Oh my god! Don't touch my child!
All the comments are like, I'm on the cop's side. That's how much people dislike vegans. But here's the thing. If you're taking your child to a protest, a vegan protest at a private establishment, you're going to get kicked out of that place. And I'm just going to assume right now.
And you might get arrested.
And you might get arrested because now you're trespassing. If the employee asks you, please leave my establishment, you're disrupting everything going on here, please leave, and you don't leave, you're now trespassing and you're subject to arrest, especially if when the police get there, you're refusing to leave.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the upcharge. Do you feel like they, like, let's actually talk about it. So do you think that they should upcharge for oat milk or the vegan type of milk?
Yeah, I'm assuming it is probably more that goes into the process
exactly
of making the milk that costs more.
This video or whatever, stop the upcharge, is the dumbest shit I've ever seen because it literally costs more to buy oat milk in your grocery
the
store.
Economy. Like, they don't understand the economy.
What, you want it to be this? Oh, that's just like... It's kind of like when you go to a store and they upcharge for, I don't know, like you want, you go to Subway.
You want shrimp instead of chicken
exactly.
on your meal. It's going to cost more.
And they're like, stop, that's.
Complaining over 25 cents or a dollar or two, whatever. I think they're.
I think it's also like 75 cents, the upcharges.
This is just white people trying to be a victim of something. Because being a vegan is a very white person thing to do. So you need to try to find something to be a victim of. And I think people are choosing veganism.
I don't think that veganism has anything to do with a race, but yes.
I've never seen a black vegan in my life.
I actually have.
You have?
Have you seen a black hippie? Oh,
have I? Have you?
Yes, I've seen black
like
hippies.
How hippie? Like a real hippie?
Yes, like armpit grown out, like hair grown out.
Oh, modern day hippies, dirtbags.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Anyways,
I'm thinking like hippies, like peace and love and wearing like that, you know, that vest and having like,
what is wrong with you?
Like a 60s hippie. Modern day hippies are gross.
Okay.
I'm sure they were probably gross back then too.
They were. They didn't take showers.
I'm like Eric Cartman from South Park, rounding up all the hippies.
I just lost my whole
you lost
vegan clients.
All your vegan clients are going to text you. So, and also, don't bring your damn kids to a protest like that. You're putting your kid into that position where something like that could happen. All the comments read that they're on the cop's side. I'm on the cop's side, 700 likes. Parents putting their kids in danger, yet want to scream at others, 1,000 likes. Now arrest the mom for mental abuse of her kids, 100 likes. PETA is at it again. Anyone realize they euthanize 85 to 90% of the animals that they save, right? Please don't support PETA. Support your local animal shelter. You must control your child. Police need to learn how to de-escalate. Someone said protesters escalated it by not leaving. Mm. Misleading article headline. It really should read, arrested for assaulting a police officer. And before anyone starts freaking out, the cop was simply escorting him out. Mm-hmm. The cop wasn't aggressive in any way to the point the kid started swinging at the cops, then the cop takes appropriate action, end of story. And here's the thing is, it's not the cops, it's not their job to be the parent to your kid.
Yeah.
If I was with my dad and the cop was escorting us out, my dad would fucking pull me by my ear and be like, get the fuck out of the place.
Yeah.
No input from
me. Yeah, I just don't know what to say. I had my input.